I understand that the person who has the or had the South African coronavirus was tested in early January. So they knew that he was positive at that time, but not that it was the South African strain. That took longer. The council, Merton Council, first heard about it Sunday evening, and I was first told yesterday. That's the only one that is known about at the moment. But they want to check and see if it is spreading in order to prevent it from, expanding to other areas and to other people. We don't believe it's more deadly, not currently anyway. I suppose it's that every different strain puts a bit more pressure on the way that we actually deal with the illness. So it's just tracing it and trying to prevent it from spreading. What NHS England wants to do is to be able to test as many people as possible in the Pollard's Hill area in order to be aware of how far this particular strain of the virus has reached and whether anybody else has been affected. Obviously, that requires that as many people as possible are tested. So there's going to be three ways that people living in Pollard's Hill or working in Pollard's Hill can be tested. That's either through the mobile centre that will arrive tomorrow morning and be based in the car park of the New Horizons Centre on South Lodge Avenue. And that will be open from 11 until 3 each day for the next 2 weeks. Tests can also be picked up at the New Horizons Centre itself, and we're not clear yet on the hours and the number of days, but we hope it will be 7 days a week. But in addition to that, everybody will have their door knocked on to offer them a test, which they can take in their own home and which will be collected an hour later. I would say to all your listeners that they should check when they open the door that the person is indeed from the council or the NHS. They will know because they will be wearing a high-vis jacket and they will have ID. And don't be embarrassed to ask them to show that ID, because we know that there are already people out there pretending to be people providing tests who are trying to get into people's homes. So please be vigilant, and please inform your neighbours and your friends that they need to ask for ID.